Leading our journey today is Bishop Timothy Doherty, Bishop for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
The collect, that is the opening prayer of this Sunday, says this phrase, "Bowed down by our conscience, may we be lifted up by your mercy." So right away, we acknowledge to God that we're powerless to overcome all of the slowness, the spiritual sluggishness that we may have now or have inherited over the last year. If our parish is welcoming baptism catechumens this year, we may be hearing readings from the A cycle about the thirst for water, which is a symbol for the thirst for faith. Otherwise, we're in year C, and we hear from the Gospel of Luke, "If you do not repent," it says, "you will all perish as they did." Now, most of us are concentrating on repentance in Lent, often accompanied by resolutions. And by this time, we may have faltered in daily acting upon these resolutions, which raises two questions. Are we making a resolution about the right things? Am I the correct person for it? When I used to talk to my parishes when I was the pastor, I would help people get their resolutions established early on. And I would say to the congregation, you know, if you don't know what you should make a resolution about, turn to your husband or wife, they will tell you. Okay? And I think our kids could tell us and our parishioners also. So make a resolution about the right things that benefit you and the people around you. Secondly, do we know what a resolution is? Did you know that the word resolution does not appear in our catechism? It does not appear in the Catholic Encyclopedia. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary will tell us in one of the definitions that making a resolution means to resolve, to loosen, to release. Now, in the spiritual sense, we want to be loosened from sin and temptation. We want to be released from the things that oppress us. And the things maybe in our spiritual life that not only oppress us, but oppress people around us. We do this in a number of ways. The sacrament of penance is a wonderful tool anytime. And I would ask, why do we wait for the late part of Lent to celebrate it? No, it's a great grace to help us to know what needs loosening. Very often we go to confession and would walk out of there 10 minutes later to think of something that we might have confessed or get an insight into one other thing that maybe we need to reconcile with God. In other words, grace opens our eyes. So there's that two-part, two-dimension movement of repentance. First of all, there's the direction of releasing, changing, amending our behavior, loosening the grip of sin. And it always comes down to asking the question, did I pick the right resolution? Have I made a good examination of conscience? There's that spiritual adage, if we're finding it too difficult to carry our cross, the question we ask is, are we carrying somebody else's cross and not paying attention to our own? So the resolution or release that we need is to pay attention to our own vocation spiritually. One thing is to get away from sin, but that's not enough in terms of repentance. The second movement, the second direction is to come closer to Christ, who brings us closer to God the Father, closer to the mystery of God. Very often, we misunderstand the word mystery, and for us, it really means a clue. The mysteries of faith are clues to God's actions in the world, in our heart, in our soul, in our church. Good luck to you on making or remaking your resolution, or resolving to maybe switch it and to do something that, with the insight of a couple of weeks of penance, you now realize you've got something more, not only to work on, but maybe an insight to give thanks for. In other words, there are positive aspects to this resolution business. Thank you for giving me some of your time today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you in your pilgrimage of hope.